The debate over redrawing Massachusetts congressional and legislative district maps is expected to draw a large crowd in Dorchester this weekend. That's where the legislature's redistricting committee will hold a regional hearing. As WBUR's Steve Brown reports, minority groups around Massachusetts are speaking up at these hearings well before the maps are being redrawn.
Thanks for being here on a beautiful night to talk about redistricting. It's super
important. At Hiberian Hall in Roxbury, about a dozen or so people, all representing various community organizations, listen to a PowerPoint presentation that explains the ins and outs of redistricting. This once-a-decade process can be confusing and somewhat wonkish, but the political stakes are very high, especially for minority groups who want to see increased representation at all levels of government. As she makes the presentation, Cheryl Crawford of MassVote urges people to get involved.
So one of the things we ask you to do is to define rather than be defined. And by doing that, you have to learn the process. First, learn the redistricting criteria that your redistricting body is following. Know who the players are.
The message isn't lost on the audience.
I think it's very important because
Sarah Flint represents Mothers for Justice and Equality.
If we have minority representation, there is more of understanding of our issues. You know, not to go, you know, white and black, but there is a difference. You do not know the issues that a person of color faces.
Underrepresentation is a major concern, especially for the various minority groups in Massachusetts. Right now, for instance, there are no people of color in the state's congressional delegation. The last African American to represent the state on Capitol Hill was Senator Ed Brooke, who left office more than 30 years ago. On Beacon Hill, the numbers are only slightly better. Out of the 160 members of the Massachusetts House of Representatives, there are 9 African Americans, 2 Asian Americans, and 1 Latino. A Latina is the sole minority in the 40-member state Senate.
The underrepresentation is in some ways a function of how district lines are drawn.
Kevin Peterson is the co-chair of Massachusetts Black Empowerment Coalition, a group focused on making sure minorities are not overlooked during the redistricting process.
There is a great deal of energy and effort now, particularly within communities of color, to engage this process so that there are not irregularities or maps that presented that effectively disenfranchise them.
Disenfranchisement, following the redistricting process 10 years ago, prompted the Boston-based Black Political Task Force to launch a lawsuit in 2003. It was successful in proving the newly drawn legislative districts diluted minority voting strength in Boston and Chelsea. The suit ultimately led to the conviction of former Speaker of the House Tom Finneran on obstruction of justice charges. Peterson says historically, the redistricting process has not been good for minorities.
To that degree, minorities, activists, organizations that are focusing in the civil rights arena are galvanized into action to preemptively engage this process so that we don't find ourselves in the place we were 10 years ago.
Peterson's group has been talking openly with the legislature's redistricting committee. Others, including MassVote and the Latino Civic Education Initiative, OISTE, have also spoken with the panel tasked with drawing the new district maps. Senate Chairman Stanley Rosenberg says the groups have been doing a good job conveying their concerns.
People are turning out at hearings, which is the first job, and they're coming to those hearings with some level of knowledge that is higher than 10 years ago, again, because I think they're getting training and technical assistance and can actually get help in working with the census data and working with the software that shows what kinds of configurations you can create.
Members of the Mass Black Empowerment Coalition have yet to present their own versions of the district maps, saying they'll unveil those later in the process. But just this week, another group with Republican ties, FairDistrictsMass.org, presented 2 possible congressional plans. Each drastically redraws districts around Boston and creates one where minorities would make up more than 55% of voting-age residents. Kevin Peterson doesn't endorse those plans, but says they represent the beginning of a conversation.
I think it is a strong statement in support of fairness and equity and minority involvement within the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. It is an attempt to introduce the civic and electoral possibilities during this redistricting process, particularly for African Americans, Latinos, and Asians.
The Fair District's mass plan makes no attempt to preserve existing congressional district lines, nor does it seek to protect incumbents, something the legislature has historically done in the past. These and other groups will spend the next few months making their case before the redistricting committee. It has to produce a final state legislative district plan by the fall and a congressional plan by the end of the year. For WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.